For the opportunity to break the bread of life together. Lord, we thank you for the balanced teaching that you give us in this place. We don't want to be to the left or to the right. We just want to be right with you. And what we're about to hear this morning is a truth that no one can deny. So I ask that you give me the anointing to be able to communicate this truth in a way that your people will be able to understand. And I pray that what we hear will mix with faith in our hearts and change our lives forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said amen. Turn your Bibles with me, if you will, please, to the book of Numbers 23. I'm going to ask you to remain on that page as I say a few words before I read the scriptures. Numbers 23. For the past couple of weeks, we've been looking at the mercy of God. We've been looking at how indispensable the mercy of God is to all of us. We set apart a whole week during which, as you will remember, we cried out to God for mercy. And thereafter, we admonished ourselves to include the cry for mercy in our prayer lives as we pray day in, day out. And I hope everyone is doing that. My prayer is that as you continuously cry to him for mercy, you will receive mercy in every area of your life. What I want to do this morning is draw your attention to an important truth that will help you enjoy forever that which the mercy of God bestows upon your life. From what we have seen from scriptures for the past 3 weeks or so, it is very clear that the mercy of God can take a nothing and make a something out of it. We've seen that. We've seen that the mercy of God can take a nobody and make somebody out of him or out of her. We've seen that the mercy of God can take a hopeless situation and make it a very hopeful situation. We've seen from the story of Joseph that the mercy of God can take a man from the prison and place him on the throne. There is no limit to the wonders that the mercy of God can do. But the question I keep asking myself is this: how come that after God's mercy has taken a nothing and made a something out of it, after a while it goes back to the nothing it used to be? How come after that the mercy of God has turned a nobody into somebody, after a while the gold becomes dross again and Mr. Somebody becomes Mr. Nobody again? How come the situation that Mercy has made hopeful eventually becomes hopeless? I keep asking myself, how come? The poor that Mercy makes rich, after a while, returns to poverty again. How come? The jobless that the Mercy of God blesses with a wonderful job and places behind a big desk ends up on the unemployment line again. How come? The one who God's mercy places on a throne ends up being dethroned again. Those questions call for an answer. And that's what I'm going to do in the few minutes that I have before me this morning. You know what the answer is? In most cases, the reason is character. Character. Everybody say character. The title of my message this morning for the benefit of those in the TIP ministry is Character Counts. Character counts. Hear me, beloved. What mercy can do, character can undo. What mercy can help you possess, character can dispossess you of. You see, mercy will lift you up, but character will bring you down. Mercy will upgrade you, but character will downgrade you. Mercy will glorify you, but character will disgrace you. Mercy will give it to you, but character will take it from you. Mercy will take you there, but character will remove you from there. Mercy will put you on the throne, but character will dethrone you. The house that mercy builds will ultimately be overturned by character. The blessing that mercy bestows can ultimately be turned into a curse by character. I'm here to tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to your character. Let me turn to the person beside you and say, Bishop is telling you, put the O there, that's the African one. Bishop is telling you, everything an African says, he puts O behind it. Even our songs are not complete without the O. Hallelujah. So I wanted to turn to somebody and tell them, Bishop is telling you, pay attention to your character. If you don't, you will receive mercy, but you will not be able to hold on to it. And the sad thing is, not only will you not be able to hold on to it, in many cases, you will cry for it again with bitter tears like Esau, and it will never be given to you again. Character counts. Beloved, I want you to listen to me very closely today, because you need to hear the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hear me now. You see, those of us in deliverance churches, we pay a lot of attention to what witches can do. We in deliverance churches pay a lot of attention to what wizards can do. We in deliverance churches, we love to pay attention to what demons and devils and evil spirits can do. But we seem to forget that the power of character is more potent than the power of witches and wizards. The power of character, hey, is more potent than the power of demons and devils. As a matter of fact, demons and devils themselves, they know how important the power of character is. So they hire your character against you. What witches and wizards cannot do. What devils and demons cannot do to you. Bad character will do it to you. What warlocks cannot take from you. Bad character will take them from you. See, the reversal of fortune in many of our lives that we blame on witches, the reversal of fortune on many of our lives that we blame on wizards, the reversal of fortune in many of our lives that we blame on other people many times is an unfair assessment. The fault, at the end of the day, lies not with witches, not with wizards, but with our faulty character. I wanted to take a look at what you may be going through right now. Whatever it is you are going through right now. Do you know that if you're not careful, you can easily blame others for what you are going through right now? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, we live in the West. In the West, people love to blame somebody for their own problem. Instead of admitting that you did something to contribute to this, you blame other people. It's my mother who didn't bring me up well. It's my father who didn't bring me up well. It's my first grade teacher who didn't use chalk to write on the chalkboard. And all he did was talk. We blame everybody else, but we don't look inside and say, I undid myself. If you are sincere with yourself this morning, you will notice. Your mouth got you in trouble. If you did not say something that you shouldn't have said, you wouldn't be where you are now. If you did not do something that you shouldn't have done, you wouldn't be where you are now. If you did not go where you shouldn't have gone to, you wouldn't be where you are now. If you did not hook up with somebody you shouldn't have hooked up with, you wouldn't be where you are now. Everybody say, every flaw. Come on, open your mouth. Say, every flaw in my character frustrating the mercy of God. Be destroyed by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Every flaw in my character frustrating the mercy of God. Every flaw in my character, every weakness in my character that is frustrating the mercy of God, I destroy you by fire. I drown you in the blood of Jesus. Every flaw in my character frustrating the mercy of God. Every flaw in my character frustrating the mercy of God. Every flaw in my character snatching the blessings of God away from my life. Every flaw in my character opening the door for witches and wizards. Every flaw in my character making an open door for demons and devils. I command you to be destroyed. I command you to be drowned in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, touch my character. I want you, ladies and gentlemen, to pay attention to your character. Because character, you know what I want to do this morning is take you on a journey all through the Bible. And I know I have about 40 minutes to go. I'll do my best because I have about a dozen prayer points I need you to pray after this sermon is over. I want to show you people like you who received mercy. In fact, some of them that I will show you this morning, they received things that nobody has ever received before. But at the end of the day, character came in and toppled what God had built in their lives. You know the first story I will tell you? I deliberately will tell you because I know you like deliverance. All right? If I said we were going to have mass deliverance this morning, this whole place will be filled up. Those who are sleeping now will be awake. The demons will make them sleep. They will come here. So because I know your interest in deliverance, let me begin with deliverance. There was a time when a particular king called Balak just got up and got envious of the children of Israel. Your Bible is open to the story. I want you to hold on. I'll get to it in a minute. But let me tell you the background story. He decided he wanted to destroy the children of Israel. And you know what he did? He hired a prophet stroke wizard. And that's a serious combination. Prophet stroke wizard. Whose name was Balaam. And he said, help me do what? Curse. That's what he said. He said, curse them for me. He said, they are too strong for me. You know, there are people who feel you are too strong for them and they are sending curses to you. That's the truth, though. The people, even this, our church, as small as we are, you not believe how many things we find when we come to this church. You know, we just won't talk about it. Dead birds in front of the church. We had a revival here one time, right on this side. We found, I've never seen black powder like that. It was on a Friday night. Plenty of black powder under the chair after the service. I mean, Sister Eunice, you are the one who found it. I said, how did this black powder get here? It wasn't something from somebody's shoe. I still have it. If you want to see it, $50, I will show it to you. I got to make money off the devil. We still have it in the office. And I still keep asking myself, how did black powder get under? That's curses. Scatter the church. Cause trouble in the church. Take their heads and hit it together. It will happen in your family, against your family. It can happen against your business. People just throwing curses right and left. So he hired Balaam. He said, curse the children of Israel for me so that they can be destroyed. Turn to somebody and tell them, you will never be destroyed. Say to yourself, by the mercy of God, I shall not be destroyed. I must not be destroyed. I will not be destroyed. Shall fire! So he hired Balaam. And Balaam, you know, was offered money to do the job. And he saw the money, you know, his eyes got big. But he did not count on the mercy of God. So when he wanted to do it, the mercy of God blocked him. He tried to do it again, mercy blocked him. I prophesy to you, whoever tries to put a curse on you, the mercy of God will block them. So mercy blocked him every step of the way. And then eventually he pleaded with God, let me go now. And God said, okay, go. But whatever I put in your mouth is what you will see. By the grace of God. Those who try to place a curse on you, without realizing you, they will be blessing you. The voodoo that they put in their mouth to place the curse, when they open their mouth like this, it is blessing they'll be pouring upon your life. Shout, I receive it. So the man came and stood in front of the children of Israel in Numbers chapter 23 in verse 19, where you are. I love this. He said in verse 19, God is not a man. That is your lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless. Hear now. Somebody gave him commandment to curse. But God came and overruled it. Every commandment to curse you shall be overruled. You didn't hear what I said. I said every commandment to curse you shall be overruled. Shout, I receive it. He said, I've received commandment to bless. And he has blessed. And I cannot reverse it. There are blessings in your life that they are trying to reverse. It shall be impossible. What God has given you shall not be reversed. What God has given you shall be permanent. Shall fire. Hey, hey. He said, I've received commandment to bless. He said, Balak, I'm sorry, oh. But I can't do it. No matter who is consulted because of you, the woman in the Bronx, the woman in Jamaica, the woman in the Philippines, whoever is consulted because of you, they will receive a car. I will say, I cannot reverse it. I cannot reverse it. I know you are married, they want to take your marriage. I know you have a job, they want to take your job. I know you have a car, they want you to have an accident. I know you have a blessing, they want to reverse it. But mercy, 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 mercy will stand in front of them and they will say, I'm sorry, I cannot reverse it. The blessing that God has given you, it shall be permanent. It shall be irreversible. Shall fire. He said, I've received commandment to bless. Hey. And he has blessed. And I cannot reverse it. Everybody say, Satan. I say to you this morning, the blessings of God in my life, you cannot reverse. You must not reverse. And you will not reverse in the name of Jesus. Now look at verse 21. Now he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is God is with him. And the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Now look at verse 23. Surely. Everybody say surely. I didn't hear you say surely. I didn't hear you say surely. Sister Shirley, say surely. Everybody. Surely there is no enchantment. African enchantment. Nigerian enchantment. Ashanti. Hey, Ashanti enchantment. Cameroonian enchantment. Louisiana enchantment. Hey, hey. What is that city in Louisiana? Hey, hey, hey. Hey, huh? New Orleans enchantment. Jamaican enchantment. We can go on and on and on and on and on. Ah, no matter where the enchantment comes from, it shall not work against your life. Hey, it may work against other people's lives, but as far as you are concerned, you will be like a watermelon. When you pour water on a watermelon, everything washes out. When you pour water on a dog, it shakes it off. By the grace of God, every curse that is thrown to you, every curse that is sent to you, every arrow that is sent to you, everybody say, I reject it. I reject it. I reject it. That's why me, I don't cry. I don't wake up and then be crying because I have a bad dream. All right? Because I put the dream on one side and I put the word of God on the other side. All right? And the word of God says no enchantment. So I believe the word. No enchantment against Jacob. You can put your name there. Yeah. Neither is there any word. Divination against Israel. Let them divine. Let them enchant. It shall not prosper. He says then, according to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what God hath wrought. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion. Look. I want you to look at me. I want you to look at me very well. A time is coming when some of you will never be able to recognize me. Because right now I am sitting down. But the time is coming when I shall arise. I know you didn't say amen for me. But as you say amen for me, it shall be for you too. Your business that is sitting down. A time is coming when you will not be recognized. Because now you will be a multi-millionaire. You will be, hey. Are you about to rise up? I
said that we are about to rise up. Are we about to rise up? Hey. I may be sitting down right now. You may be looking at me and say he's nothing. You may be looking at me and say he'll never amount to anything. That is you. That is not God. Because a time is coming. The people shall rise up as a great lion. Where they have tied you up, where they have covered you up, you shall arise. You shall.
I just feel it in my spirit. All right, tell somebody beside you, say, watch out for me. I'm about to arise as a lion in the name of Jesus. Shall fire. Hey, and this one that I'm reading is not my sermon, oh, because my sermon, when I get to my real sermon, you won't shout again. Behold, the people that shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat the prey and drink the blood of the slain. So you know what he did? He gave up. He said, these people cannot be cursed. By the grace of God, they will all give up. I don't know what. You know what my prayer for you is? Hold on, hold on, hold on. You know what hold on means? Stay there, stay there, stay there, stay there. This battle is not over until they have given up. You are not the one who will give up. They are the ones that will give up. So the mercy of the children of... The children of Israel, they never knew what was going on at this time. They never knew. They were eating, they were drinking, they were going to the temple, they were going up and down, worshiping God, serving God. They had no idea what was happening behind the scenes between Balaam and between Balak. You know what I thank God for? He doesn't have to tell us. If you knew, if you're from Guyana, right? If you knew what is happening in Guyana about you, you are from Zambia. If you knew what is happening in Zambia about you, you'll be surprised. But God doesn't have to tell you. You know why? You are covered under the blood. Covered under the blood. The battle was going on. Israel did not know. And so Balaam told Balaam, I don't know why their names even so similar, Balaam. He said, it can't be done. It cannot be done. It can. Mercy has covered it. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus. Mercy will so cover me that it cannot be done. In the name of Jesus. Mission impossible. Well, let me tell you something. How then were they destroyed? How? A people covered. A people protected. How were they destroyed? Character. I'm telling you, brethren, pay attention to your character. You can know how to pray. You can know how to cast out devils. You can know how to make demons to run. Your character. Before you realize it, you'll be on your back. Character. You know what Balaam did? Balaam said, too much mercy. It cannot be done. He said, but the best way to do it is to get them in the way of character. He said, you won't even have to throw any arrow. You won't have to curse them. God himself will fight against them. Character will make God, who fights for you, to fight against you. Character will make God, who stands up for you, to stand against you. Character. Especially if you are one to whom much is given. Because to whom much is given, much is required. You can be saying, I'm covered in the blood, but you are still covered in sin. You can be confessing, I'm professing that I'm under the blood, but you are still under sin. Your character is still bad. Look, you'll be confessing like this and you'll be destroyed. So Balaam said, there's no problem. Turn to Revelation. Don't leave where you are, but turn to Revelation. Let me tell you what Balak did. Balaam, rather. Balaam then told Balak. He said, don't worry. There is one thing that can frustrate the mercy of God in a man's life. It's his character. Balaam knew that, Revelation 2, what witchcraft cannot destroy, character can destroy. So in Revelation chapter 2, because you will not find this in Numbers, I want to show you this before I go back to Numbers. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. What is the doctrine of Balaam? The Bible says he taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication. That's it. He said, let their character destroy them. What witches and wizards cannot do, what curses and jinxes and hexes cannot do, bad character will do it. So you know what he did? He got some ladies. Do you all get what I'm talking about? He got some ladies, catwalk ladies. May God let me not break my leg this morning. Got some catwalk ladies with dresses like this. I see them even in our church. When you are giving offering, I look at all of you. Ladies with tight dress. Ladies with short dress. I saw one of you last Sunday. You were pulling down your dress like this. Your skirt. And I was saying to myself, it's not going anywhere. The fact that you are pulling it down means it's too short. So he said, no problem. He said, get them some ladies. All right. Dress in the attire of harlots. And send it among them. Said all they need, that's all you need to do. And so the ladies came also, and the children, the boys couldn't close their eyes. In case you don't know why God gave you an eyelid, I will tell you this morning. Some of you don't realize it. The reason God gave you an eyelid is so you can shut it when you ought to shut it, and so you can open it when you ought to open it. But some of you don't know how to shut it. You open it like this. Like the eye of an owl. Then many of you don't realize why God gave you a neck that is not stiff. God gave you a movable neck so that when you see it once, you can turn it and say, I'm not going to look at it the second time. But you, hey, show me again. They're about to destroy you. They're about to take the mercy of God from your life. I'm telling you the truth. Me, I don't know how to mince words. I'll tell you like it is. All right? Because it is the truth that shall set you free. So they sent these girls into their midst. And they started committing fornication. They started committing whoredom. They started sleeping with who they should not sleep with. They started going out with who they should not go out with. He said he taught him to cast a stumbling block. There is a woman in your life right now. That woman is a stumbling block. I'm telling you. I know you call her your prayer partner, but she's your stumbling block. There's a man in your life right now. She's even a member of this church. He's even a member of this church. You are head over heels. It's to take mercy from you. And you see, even the text you sent to yourself is, I thank God you came my way. No, it's not God who sent her your way. It's the devil who sent her your way. And the reason is very simple. Hey, say now you still have a car. Now you still have a house. Now you still have a job. When the mission is finished with you, you'll be sleeping under the bridge in Brooklyn. Run! Run for your life. Turn to somebody and tell them he's telling the truth, though. He's telling the truth. So let's go back to Numbers 25. Let me show you something. No, it's 25 now. We jump to 25 because this is where the thing happened. Numbers 25. So Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, hear what God said. Take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said to the judges, slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. What, hear now, what Balaam could not accomplish, what Balak could not accomplish with a curse, character did it. Look, if you have weakness in your life, deal with that weakness. In fact, I believe that the first thing should be the first thing. Don't ask for mercy on anything but on your character. Say, God, I have this weakness. God, I have this besetting sin. My husband doesn't know. My wife doesn't know. My parents don't know. My pastor don't know. But you know and I know. I cry for mercy. Deliver me from it. Set me free from it. Hey, if you don't get set free from it, it will be shortchanging you. It will be taking mercy away from you. It will be taking blessings away from you. And you may not even know that that is the root cause of what your problem is. So God said, oh, it was chapter 23 we read. Three chapters ago, I protected them that they should not die. Three chapters ago. But on this chapter, character destroyed them. Turn to somebody and tell them your character will not destroy you. But it's up to you. It's up to you. One of the most frustrating things, listen to me people. One of the most frustrating things about deliverance is when someone comes for deliverance and God's mercy shows up. Oh, we have seen it too many times. La, 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 ya, ya, ya. Every Tuesday we pray for people here. And many times I don't join them. I just sit in my office and I see mercy at work. I see mercy at work. Once in a while, I go and join them, and I see mercy at work. Mercy shows up, and the demons are crying. The demons are screaming. The demons are shouting. And bales of toilet tissue is on the paper, is on the floor as demons exit. Mercy. Then that same person that God shows mercy to leaves this church and goes to leave any. How? The demons are out, but character kicks in. And you know what that does for the demons? It opens the door. And the demons say, oh, the place is garnished. It's well swept for us. And then they say, wait a minute. We were 700 before. Let's take 400 and 4,900. All right. And let's multiply ourselves. So if it goes back to fresh anointing again, it will be more difficult for them. And I laugh when people come to us. Hey, I thought you said you can do deliverance here. I thought you can send devils out. I came here, my problem became bigger. I just look at them and shake their head. Me, I'm not going to accuse you. Okay, after we send demons out of you, your friend in Brooklyn, with whom you are tipping and dipping. You leave this place after deliverance and you go and meet him and say, honey, strawberry. And you do the things you do and you think the demons will not come back. Say whatever flaw is in my character. Say fire of God. Destroy them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever flaw is in my character, Father, let your mercy, let your mercy, let your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Turn to somebody and tell them character counts. You know, I can keep you all day here. Because the Bible is full of examples of people that receive mercy and character destroy them. You know a man called Saul, the first king in Israel? Now, what is so amazing about this man is this. Mercy can
can make a nobody into somebody. The amazing thing about Saul is the mercy that nobody has ever received, he was the first to receive it. Because nobody has ever been king over Israel. He was the first to receive it. And like I told you last Sunday, mercy will put situations together and orchestrate things that will beautifully put things together. And God put it together by mercy. He organized for the ashes of his father to be lost. You remember the story? And he was looking for the ashes, but it ended up with his anointing. And then you read in the scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 17. Please turn there. 1 Samuel 9:17. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold the man whom I speak to thee of, the same shall reign over my people. This guy came looking for asses, but he ended up with anointing. What started with a loss ended up with a gain. I prophesy to you, whatever you have lost, it will end up in gain for you. That is what mercy can do. That is what mercy can do. He was not the only young man in Israel, but mercy picked him. The sovereignty of God picked him. Say, you are the one I want. And he was rejoicing. I can't believe this. God will do things for you by his mercy that you say, I cannot believe this. But, hey, you know, this message drove me to the park yesterday. And I just stayed in the park and prayed for a long time. Not for you, but for me. Because this sermon, I need it as much as you need it. Hey, I said, mercy can put you on the throne, but character can bring you down. Mercy put Saul where nobody has ever been. He was the first king. And then he got there. They always say in my village, in the book of the elders, that a woman that is beautiful, that doesn't have character, is as useless as an ugly woman. I would rather marry an ugly woman who has character than marry a woman that is like moon in my living room, but she doesn't have character. Isn't that right? Because the house that mercy builds, character can pull it down. Go and pay attention to your character. Oh, you know, today we are so preoccupied with position. I am a bishop. I am an archbishop. I am an archdeacon. I am an archdevil. I am an arch whatever. And we are so preoccupied with the position. Character will flow you like this. And you say, how did I come to this point? His character. So he got to the throne. And everybody was saying, long live the king. Long live the king. Here was a man from a poor family. Here was a man that was not known or recognized before. Then character kicked in. Character kicked in. Pride of position. Stubbornness. Rebellion. Now that I am king, I can do what I want. Hey! Now that you are, that is the more reason why you cannot do what you want. You cannot. You cannot. God said, go and kill the Amalekites. This man went and messed up. May you never mess up. I don't need to tell you about Saul. You know his story. Oh, the man messed up. The man messed up. Jealousy came in. Pride came in. Arrogance came in. Can I say something to you? I want you to listen to me very well. There are some things that may be inside you right now that only position will trigger it. There are some things, somebody told me this morning, he said, Bishop, there may be some things inside also. It is stress that will trigger them.
When you are put under stress and strain, then you do things that you never thought you could do. You go places that you never thought you could go. Character. Hey, I thank God for the white man. You know why I thank God for the white man? After the white man made the chalk, he also made the razor. Don't you thank God for the white man? After the white man made the pencil, at the bottom of the pencil, he made the eraser. So you can just turn it around and say, shoo, 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 it is erased. What God gave you, he can erase it. God gives you something. He puts you in a position. He blesses you. He raises you up. And then you are like this. And God say, I'm the one that giveth, but also I can taketh, if that is good English. But it is not God who will deliberately come and take it. It is your character that will invite him to come and take it. I said, pay attention. Pay attention to your character. After God went to him and he said, when you are small and little in your eyes, you are not like this. But now you become something else. He said, the kingdom is taken from you. He thought it was a joke. The kingdom is taken away from you, and I found somebody else. Turn to somebody and tell them, you are replaceable. Me, as the bishop of this church or the pastor of this church, now I'll be doing like this and say, I am the Almighty here. I am Nebuchadnezzar. Look at fresh anointing that my hand has built. Even the bishop is replaceable. God will just push me on the side and put somebody else there. The person may not be as good as me when he gets there, but God will develop in me, him, and he will be better than me. Be careful. This is Babylon that my hand has built. Okay, you will spend 7 years living like an animal. Mercy put him there. Character removed him from there. I'm begging you. Now you are going to work. Others are at home. Now you are going to work. Others are on unemployment line. Watch out for your character. Hey. Character will so reduce you, they will not even take you on an employment line. That's the truth. There are things that may be inside me, right? Me, I prayed yesterday. I said, whatever is inside me that I don't even know, chisel them out. Whatever is in my character that has not come out, that only success will bring out, that only stress. Have you ever seen stress in America? Hey, if you are in Jamaica, you can call uncle. Uncle, we don't have food though. Can we come for jack chicken? And uncle will say, don't worry, Junior will bring it to you. But in America, you go and knock the door of your next door neighbor and say, you have jack chicken? He say, you are a jerk. Say amen. So you are under stress, and the only way out is to tell a lie. The only way out is to say you are a citizen when you are an illegal alien. The only way out is to use somebody else's name or to abbreviate your name. Your name is Majakodumi, now you are Majek. Everybody say, Bishop, tell it like this. Some of you will call your office. We say we are asking for Majek. And they say Majek. Yes, his name is Majek. We go to the same church. And he gave me this number that he works here. Say Majek. And so he's saying Majek, Majek, Majek. But you are Majek in the church. But in the office, who are you? Elmont, you are Elmont in the office. So they say there's no Majek here. But while they're saying Majek, Majek, you here. He said, give me the phone. Give me the phone. And they say, what do you mean? He said, hello? Oh, Bishop, 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 how are you? How are you? Hey, I was asking for your name. I was wondering whether you don't work there. I'm asking for Mr. Majek. Oh, you say, we'll talk about that when we come to Bible study. Your character is shady. Shady. How can we continue in sin and ask for grace to abound? What does the Bible say? God forbid. God forbid. Somebody has to tell you the truth, though. I know you may go to other deliverance churches, they don't balance it up. We will balance it up for you here. So you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Make up your mind that you will live right. Make up your mind that you will walk right. Make up your mind that you will talk right. Make up your mind that you will eat right. Make up your mind that you will do right, and God will do right for you. So stress. Hey, stress. 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 Financial stress. Marital stress. Eh? After you have been stressed out as a single woman or as a single man, you've not known a woman for 5 years, and your body is shouting. What did I call it last week? Testosterone. It's shouting, and you are stressed. Say, I got to do something. I got to do something. I got to do something. And say, God, I will do it all. I will do it all. I will do it all. If you don't do something, I will do it all. Go and ask Samson. Samson had mercy. They lifted him up. But he had bad character. How shall we say a man that God used to powerfully in deliverance? A man that wrought mighty, mighty deliverance for Israel turned out to be a man that he took out his eyes. It wasn't those people that took out his eyes, though. It wasn't their gods that were so strong that enabled them to take out his eyes. It was his character. Do you know what will bring you down? What will bring, what will bring you down? It's not witches and wizards. What will bring you down is you. The one for Saul was even so bad. When Samuel was about to go, he grabbed Samuel's garment and the thing just tore. And Samuel said, that's a sign. As my garment tore in your hand, so the kingdom has been torn from you. And somebody has been prepared to take the kingdom from you. Case closed. Ah, may God not close your case. But character! Hey, go and play. Go and pray about your character. I wish I had time. I would have told you about Moses. What mercy did for Moses. Nobody else has ever received it. Mercy grabbed Moses like this. He said, you will be the leader. I read it yesterday. I said, God. He said, you will take my people to the promised land. That it was so clear. He said, you will bring them out and you will take them to the promised land. Mercy. But between the coming out, hey, and the getting in, character kicked in. Character kicked in. And you know what the character was? Bad temper. Bad temper. Bad temper. I want to ask you, angry man. I want to ask you, angry woman. How long are you going to be angry? Seriously. How long are you going to be bitter? Eh? How long are you going to be in the state that you are in? Don't you know it is robbing you? Oh, you don't know. It may be too late before you know. That's why I say, sir, don't let the sun go down upon your anger, because it will rob you. Speak to the rock. What did he do? He struck the rock. Can I say something to you? Moses was a good man, but people can make you. I wish you can live alone without people around you. Don't you sometimes wish that all your neighbors were dogs? Don't you sometimes wish that all your neighbors were cats? Because dogs, if a dog is mad with you, you will know. If a dog is mad, you go, whoa, 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 whoa. And if a dog is happy, the tail will go like that. You will know. But a man, but we say, how are you, Papa Kunda? It's a lie, oh. It's a lie. It is a lie. They grieved Moses. Let me tell you something. People will bring out what is in you. That's why I want you to go and pray. All filthiness of the flesh, all filthiness of the spirit that may be inside me, all character flaws, Father, bring them out, because they will mess up mercy. So he struck the rock and God just showed up. Say, Moses? Say, yes, sir. Say, you missed it. Say, what did I do? Say, why did you call them rebels? Say, I didn't put that word in your mouth. I didn't put that name in your mouth. Why did you get angry? I told you, speak to the rock. Now you are striking the rock. So you know better than me. And before Moses could talk, God said, all right, your punishment, you will not get to the promised land. He thought it was a joke. Until he began to beg God. God, please. God, please. You know what God told him? He said, don't talk to me about it again. He said, okay, come and see it. He said, that's the promised land. When I read that scripture, I almost cry. I said, that means he was so close. He was so close, he could see it. And yet he did not get to it. That's what character will do. Character will make you see the job like this. The job like this will make you see it. Character will make you do 3 interviews. Character will make you, they will say, you are the first among 55. And you will be receiving a call from us. And then you get home. You get into a fight with your husband. Get into a fight with your wife. And use profanity. And God says, take the job away from him. Give it to somebody else. Let me say something else. Please don't fight me. But I found out that people who stutter, people who stammer, who stutter, stutterers, they have problem with anger. That's just my natural observation from being in this world for over 50 years. Stutterers are angry people. If you marry them, know how to manage them. And if you're a stutterer, go before God. And say, God, if you don't remove the stuttering, remove the anger. And maybe the reason that stutterers are angry people is because of the difficulty of speaking. And now you are now making them speak. So they get angry, and I've seen it over and over and over again. That's who Moses was. But he managed it well. But it was only one time. Hear me. How many times have you failed? It's only one time. The meekest man on the face of the earth. He got angry. And God said, let me say something to you. Aisha is a member of this church. She's a good girl. You know, there are some things Aisha will do and get away with that my wife cannot get away with. That's right. Papa Kunda, the ambassador, is a member of this church. You know, there are some things Papa Kunda can do and get away with, but I cannot because of my position. To whom much is given, much is required. That's how Moses didn't get to the promised land, though, because of character. Oh, what shall I say about our first mother, Eve? Mama was born without sin. Or Mama was born with sin? No, Mama Eve was not born with sin. Mama Eve came to the world pure, clean. The sin that we knew, Mama Eve did not know until she started talking to snakes. Turn to somebody and tell them, don't talk to a snake. Hey, snakes. Snakes. The snake just came. She did not invite the snake. The snake invited her. Should we say has it for himself? We'll find out when we get to heaven whether it was a male snake or a female snake. And the snake came. He said, Eve, hi. And Eve said, hi. Eve would have said, I don't talk to snakes. See, that's where your problem is. You should have stopped them right on their tracks when they came to talk. But you also open your ear. Hi, snake. I didn't know snakes can talk. How are ya? And the snake said, I have an advice for you. Eh? An advice? What is it? The only... The only commandment. When I read this yesterday, I cried. The only command. It was not our own commandments are many. For her, it was one commandment. Go and read it. It was only one commandment. That was what he went after. Your character will fight commandments of God. So did God say you should not eat it? Did God say? And then she went on in the conversation. And you know another problem with Eve? Curiosity. Curiosity. Some of you are too curious. What did they say curiosity did? Kills the cat. But it kills more than cat. It kills Christians too. Curiosity. Eh? So it can taste good. Eh? I remember in the book of John chapter 21, they went to Jesus and they were pointing to Peter and they were asking Jesus, okay, then what will this man do? Eh? And Jesus Christ said, if it's my wish for him not to die till I come, what is that to you? Curious cat. Have you ever seen people that never mind their business? What is not yours? You put your nose. What is not yours? You put my mouth. What is not yours? You put your leg. What is not yours? Have you ever been tapping on a computer and somebody walks into your office? The first interest is to see what is on the screen. That's the first. What are they typing? I see it always in my office when some people come into my office. Yeah, I'm typing. Giraffe. Then God came. He said, Eve, say yes, sir. What did you do? Let me say something to you. Disobedience. Listen to me. All. I prayed about this in the park yesterday. All. Disobedience was not part of Eve when God made her. No. Because she was made sinless. But Satan came. Planted it in her life. Let me say something to you. There are some snakes around your life. Eh? Things that you never dreamt you could ever do. Eh? Things you never dreamt you could ever get involved with. If you talk to them for too long, you will do it. If you talk to them for too long, you'll find yourself involved in it. And by the time it's finished, you say, yay, is this me? And then God came and said, did you eat what I say you should not eat? And Papa said, no, it's not me. Oh. It's not me. Oh. It's the woman that you gave me. You see, that's what all men do today. It's not me. Oh. Instead of saying, I ate it. He said, no, it's the woman that you gave me. So I went to the woman. Is it true that you ate it? No, it's not me. Oh. It's a snake. And I guess the snake had crawled away by that time. You know what followed? Curses. Curses from God. And you know what God did? He said, get out of the garden. I'm telling you that the house that mercy builds, character will overturn it. The grace that mercy gives will turn to become a disgrace because of your character. Not only did God drive them out, God took an angel. He said, take a flaming sword in your hand and guard the place so they will never come back. You know, character can so displace you that you will never come back. Where mercy puts you, after character is finished with you, they will never put you back into the place. My time is at 0.00. So they are telling me my time is over. But my sermon is not over. Be careful, people. Did you hear what I said? I said, be careful. Don't keep bad company. Don't talk to snakes. Don't listen to snakes. Don't follow bad advice from snakes. Stay with the Bible. Stay with the Word of God. Stay with what God says to you, no matter what it is. Don't desire the forbidden fruit. Is it Ananias and Sapphira you want me to talk about? Is this something you want me to talk about? The lesson I've learned from all this is that as we cry to God for mercy over different areas of our lives, we must not neglect the cry for mercy over our character. Especially the character that stress brings to the surface. The character that lack brings to the surface. The character that hardship brings to the surface. I'm talking about the character that all the flaws visible to men and all the flaws visible only to God, that the mercy of God will visit you and remove it from you. That's why I like that publican. When he got to church, the other one was saying, I pay tithes. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not a this. I'm not a that. The man got to church. He went on his knees, put his hand on his chest, said, Lord, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. You know what Jesus Christ said? He said, out of the two of them, the man who cried for mercy about his character, he went home justified than the others. And then he can be blessed. Rise up on your feet. Hey. I warned you that all the shouting will stop. And all the shouting stopped. Say, oh Lord of mercy, let every flaw in my character be dissolved in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, every flaw in my character, let them be dissolved in the blood of Jesus. Every flaw, every flaw, every flaw in my character, destroy them in the blood. Come on, open your mouth and pray, please, 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 please. We'll pray till 1 o'clock and the service will be over. That's in 10 minutes. Every flaw in my character, let them be dissolved. Let them be dissolved in the blood of Jesus. Every flaw in my character, let them be dissolved. Let them be dissolved in the blood of Jesus. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Oh Lord of mercy, let your mercy dissolve every flaw in my character in the blood of the Lamb, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, whatever, whatever character is in me that displeases you, whatever character is in me that displeases you, say, Lord of mercy, take it away by fire. Open your mouth and pray that. I didn't hear your prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever character is in me that displaces you, Lord of mercy, take them away by fire in the name of Jesus. Whatever character is in me that displaces you, Lord, let your mercy take them away this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever character is in me that displaces you, oh God, whatever weakness is in me, Lama Kuri Debe Saba, destroy them by your mercy, take them away by your fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, whatever weakness has long resided in my character, whatever weakness has long resided in my character, oh Lord, remove them by your mercy. Open your mouth and pray for that one in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever weakness has long resided in my character, let your mercy remove them in the name of Jesus. Whatever weakness in my flesh, in my eyes, in the way I talk, in the way I think, in the way I walk, in the way I relate with people, whatever weakness has long resided in my character, let your mercy remove them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, as you mercifully cleanse the speech of Isaiah. Say it again. Say, as you mercifully cleanse the speech of Isaiah. Let your coals of fire cleanse my tongue this afternoon. Open your mouth and pray that one in the name of Jesus. As you mercifully cleanse the speech of Isaiah, let your coals of fire cleanse my tongue. The way I talk to my wife, the way I talk to my husband, the way I relate with people around me, the way I use my mouth. As you mercifully cleanse the speech of Isaiah, oh Lord, your coals of fire must cleanse my tongue in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As you cleanse the speech of Isaiah, cleanse me, oh God. Like the coals of fire will cleanse my speech, will cleanse the way I talk in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, let your mercy give me dominion over my temper. Say it again. Say, let your mercy give me dominion over my temper. Say it again. Let your mercy give me dominion over my temper. Say, let your mercy not allow anger to destroy my destiny.
as it destroyed the destiny of Moses. Say it again. Say, let your mercy give me dominion over my temper. Say, let your mercy never allow anger to destroy my destiny as it destroyed that of Moses, in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, let your mercy not allow carelessness with the opposite sex to destroy me like it destroyed Samson. Say it again, let your mercy not allow carelessness with the opposite sex to destroy me like it destroyed Samson. Say, let your mercy uproot every tree of stubbornness in my character. Let your mercy uproot every tree of stubbornness from my character. Say, Lord of mercy, deliver me from every form of rebellion in my character, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now shout it, say, oh Lord, mercifully remove idol curiosity from my character. Open your mouth and pray that one, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mercifully remove idol curiosity from my character, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mercifully remove idol curiosity. Hey. Hey, in Jesus' name we pray. I wish I had more time for all these prayers, but let me give you one more. Say, my Father, let your mercy deliver me from conversing with serpents and listening to character-destroying counsels from serpents, in the name of Jesus. Say, every serpent in my life destroying the mercy of God, disappear! Open your mouth and pray that prayer for the last prayer, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every serpent in my life, every serpent in my life, I command you to disappear, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every serpent around my life, every serpent congregating in my life, I command you to disappear by fire, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let fire chase them out, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We glorify your name for your word. This is the truth, and we can do nothing against the truth. Father, for many of us, what we have heard this morning is a reminder. Because there's no one that is a child of God that the Holy Spirit doesn't deal with. You dealt with us before we got here, and you are telling to us, pay attention to your character. Pay attention to your character. Pay attention to your character. Father, forgive us for all the excuses that we have given. And say, that's the way I am. That's just my nature. That's the way I am. That's the way I was made. That's the way God made me. Father, may we be humble enough to take these flaws that stink in your nostrils, and place them at the foot of the cross. And say, Father, break, melt, and remold me by your fire, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I've talked, but there's more to be talked. So I ask that these people will go home with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will talk to them in the train. The Holy Spirit will talk to them in the bus. The Holy Spirit will talk to them in their cars. Even things that I have said that they have kicked against, I pray that the Holy Spirit will arrest them and show them it is for their own good if their character is up to date. Whatever is not up to date in my character and in their characters, may the blood cleanse us this afternoon, so that your mercy, we will flourish under the goodness of your mercy, and it will be able to follow us all the days of our lives. Whatever character is in us that is contesting against mercy, Father, take them out this morning. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And everybody said, everybody said, everybody said, put your hands together and give the Lord a big